This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome, friends, to another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. John Hinderacher will join us shortly from the Center of the American Experiment in Minnesota and North Dakota think tank. We're also going to be joined by the new majority leader in the North Dakota State Senate. Mike LaFleur will join us to talk about the upcoming session and his goals. He's a Republican from District 37 owned by Dickinson. And we'll wrap up with a conversation with our friends from the University of Mary. Talk a little bit about the gift of education today on the program. So stay tuned for all of that coming up this hour on What's on Your Mind. A lot of your comments to this point in the show have dealt with the labor crisis. And we're going to talk to John a little bit about that and share some of your comments as well. One listener says, Scott, listening to your show, there needs to be adjustments to how social services operates. As soon as someone goes to work and earns a dollar over what is allowed by them, all benefits are cut, even though it's not sustainable to live. Interesting take. Another says, it used to be that having a job was a commitment. Job responsibilities came before social or just about any other priority. Now it's more entitlement, and people are being paid above average wages, yet not wanting to do the job as it is. They don't want to work the hours required for the position they got hired for. They no-show without consequences. And regarding that Casey's early closure you talked about earlier, it used to be the management worked the extra hours to keep the business running at any cost. That's the job. Or it used to be. Good point. Appreciate the comments and many others here. We'll try and squeeze in as we go throughout the program. You can call us at 271-1100. You can text us at 237-1590. Call 271-1100. Text 237-1590. John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment is here. John, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, great to be back. Great to be with you.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Well, my wife and I spent 10 days in England over the Thanksgiving holiday. Got back night before last.
Well, that must have been fun, huh?
It's a great time of year to be there. You know, one thing about England, people don't realize it. They go crazy over Christmas. There is a lot more visibility to the Christmas season there than we generally have in here in the U.S. And there's no happy holidays either. It is Christmas.
Well, good for them. Do they do the turkey thing?
They don't do the turkey thing. They don't have Thanksgiving, of course, at all. And turkey is one of the things you might eat for a Christmas turkey, goose, or you know, whatever.
That's right. They don't have the pilgrim thing going on there. We escaped from their tyranny. That was what our Thanksgiving was all about. So I suppose they don't. They opt out, right?
It's like the 4th of July. They have a 4th of July. They just don't celebrate it.
Yeah. So we spent a little time today just talking about the labor situation. Nobody can find help. Is it the same way in the Twin Cities, by the way?
I think it's the same way everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're trying to solve this riddle. And the best we can come up with is that, you know, there are other sources of funds. Either, you know, they've lasted, through COVID and whatever, but, you know, obviously people need to eat. They need to be able to pay for their home. But the consensus kind of we come up with here is that these government programs have to end to solve the labor crisis. Do you agree?
Well, I do agree with that. I think there's a, it's a big topic, Scott, as you know. I mean, there have been some major social changes. When you and I were growing up, work was fundamental to a person's self-image, self-respect. You know, you were expected to be out there at work, make something yourself, rise as high as you can in the world, you know, achieve something. A lot of that mentality really seems to be gone. And COVID clearly played a role. You know, when people, when businesses were shut down, when people got disconnected from their jobs, when there was a lot of working from home, that weakened a lot of the bond between employer and employee, a lot of the loyalty. And then money would show up in people's checking accounts. You know, it doesn't matter if you work or not. Oh, here's some money. And the government passed out enormous amounts of money to individuals as part of the whole COVID situation. And I think all those things put together have created a situation where we have a whole lot of people who really have come to think of work as kind of optional. And I don't know, it's a strange situation. In one way or another, we've got to restore a mentality where people got to go to work.
Yeah, I mean,
spot on.
Our future depends on it, right? I mean,
our future in several ways, Scott. Our economic future depends on it. But I would add this: I don't know what the heck is going to happen to a generation of young people who don't grow up with a work ethic. I don't know what this country looks like in 25 years if we have not found a way to reinstill that work ethic in our population.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know how you exist as a country if you don't have...
Well, eventually you get out in the world and it hits you upside the head and it kicks you in the gut and kicks you in the groin and then you realize, oh, well, I can't coast through the thing. I got to get up and get after it. But who knows when that'll be.
But I don't hear much of an argument for saying, look, these programs have to be reduced. I mean, this is a crisis, a labor crisis. And I guess some would argue the COVID, you know, took some people that were close to retirement and maybe expedited it. So, you know, that made this problem worse. But, you know, clearly this is a crisis. So it would seem to me a time for an argument literally to say, okay, these programs have to go away to force these people back into the workforce. Do you think we have the stomach for that?
Well, I do. I don't speak for
we
all the
do.
Voters, but I certainly do. I mean, the idea that work is optional, that you've got the alternative of just living at the sufferance of the government is just poisonous. I mean, we've always had welfare in this country, always. There have always been people who, for various reasons, were unable to support themselves. And through a combination of private charity, religious-oriented help, and government programs, those people have been supported. But we never before have had a big population of able-bodied, you know, men and women who would prefer not to go to work.
Well, everybody gets a trophy. You know, you don't have to work hard. You can just show up to practice, you know, and you'll still get a trophy still. So, and that's where we are.
That is where we are. But there's another element we haven't mentioned. I'm not sure how big it is or where it figures, but the whole drug situation. I mean, a lot of these young men who seem to be without ambition, who are not employed, who are doing, you know, goodness knows what, a lot of them are doing opioids. And I think that plague is one piece of the puzzle.
Listener Chad sends a note saying, I remember when I was young and worked for Red Owl Grocery. There's a grocery store out of the past. We had one in Montevideo, but I'd love to.
Had one in Watertown where I grew up, yeah.
People had food stamps for food-only purchases, and there was some shame for being healthy and using them. Now they have a credit card that doesn't make them feel bad or guilty for using it, plus I think the uses have expanded. Sad state of affairs. Yeah, I mean, that's to me where we got to at least have this debate in government to say, okay, who's getting it? What's the threshold? What are the conditions for it? Because there's an obligation in government to solve this workforce crisis, and clearly there's too many goodies out there. that are keeping people off the sidelines.
You know, there's so much money sloshing around, you can't even believe it. As you know, we just went through the Golden Turkey Award process here in Minnesota, and we used that kind of fun device to spotlight various kinds of wasteful spending. But, you know, over $250 million stolen from taxpayers in the Feeding Our Future fraud, ostensibly feeding hungry children. There were no hungry children, not many anyway. Mostly the money just got stolen. But the other things that we highlighted, I mean, the government just passes out money. $6,000 to a stripper to keep stripping, for example. $20,000 to various people to promote home remedies for COVID, like burning sage and eating sauerkraut, paying children to go outdoors and play. I mean, you and I did that for free, Scott. But now we got the state government. But the point is, there's so much money sloshing around, and a lot of it isn't called welfare. You know, a lot of it is in all these other government programs, but the number of people who are cashing checks for doing little or nothing is kind of shocking.
We're chatting with John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment, North Dakota, Minnesota think tank. Take a break, come back with some other topics as well. Try Googling COVID programs, and quickly you'll get 10 ways to get free money from the government. And COVID's long gone. It's just absolutely amazing. It really is. Short time out, back with more after this on What's On Your Mind. PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus the great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November auctions include nearly 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in McLean County, 192 acres of cropland in Wells County, 640 acres of cropland in McHenry County near Upham, North Dakota, 320 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Ransom County, and 310 acres of crop and pasture land in Barnes County, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What's on On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience awaits you today at several of their locations. Valley City, Harwood, Euland, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Shepherd's Pie or Bacon Cheeseburger today, 12th and I-29, Chicken Fettuccine, NP Avenue, Salisbury Steak. Glendon has Swedish meatballs today, and the 45th location in Fargo has meatloaf. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Listener says, look at the amount of Section 8 apartments being built. John, what is a Section 8 apartment?
Well, it is taxpayer-supported, intended for low-income people.
Yep, subsidized housing.
So, you know, do we have a meeting somewhere that says, okay, we built three of these last year, we're going to build six of these this year? I mean, or is this just done by fiat?
Well, one way it's done, Scott, is that if anybody wants to do a residential development, you know, you want to put up an apartment building, local authorities will say you can only do it if 10% or 15% or something of the units are Section 8.
Oh, yeah. So another way to skin that cat, as we say.
This single-handedly ruined my – I grew up in Brooklyn Park on the north side of Minneapolis, and they've opened up a number of apartment complexes there way, way back into Section 8 housing and, you know, HUD. And, oh, yeah, it just – I mean, it just decimated Brooklyn Park. It's now nowhere I'd want to live.
Let's by the way, the Center of the American Experiment has a great – advertisement that you're hearing on the radio with the voices of North Dakotans supporting the oil and gas industry. That's a great entree into the North Dakota market for the Center of the American Experiment think tank. John, how's it going?
Well, it's going great, Scott. That radio ad is actually audio that is taken from the 30-second version of the video that we made. It is a beautiful, beautiful video. There's a 50-second version, a 30-second version, and it has this lovely footage of North Dakota, and it has real North Dakotans coming on camera and talking about how they support the oil and gas industry with some basic data about its contributions to the state. And so far, that video has been seen by about 12% of the population of North Dakota. It's just gotten started. By the time it's done, everybody is going to see that video. We're hoping somebody's going to come along and pay to put it on television. The 30-second version would be perfect for a TV ad. In the meantime, the audio is also a radio ad, which you and others are playing. We have billboards going up today. They're beautiful, beautiful billboards with the kind of an orange and black cover scheme with color scheme with an image of oil wells working and a very simple message: support North Dakota oil and gas. And our website is AmericanExperimentND.org, and you can learn a lot more there and sign a petition there. Those billboards are going up today on Highway 94 and Highway 29, and then in a week or so we'll have billboards going up in western Minnesota as well. And then there's other stuff going on with social media. The video is a YouTube pre-roll, and it's also being seen elsewhere on social media. So it's a big campaign, and it's a very simple message, Scott. We just want people to be vocal in their support for the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. These industries come under attack from the left all the time with lies, with deception, with misleading claims. They're constantly attacked, and they're critical, not just to the economy, but to our whole way of life. And it's really important that people understand that and that people get motivated to stick up for these industries and defend them when they come under attack, as they are in North Dakota and as they are in spades in Minnesota.
Have you thought about putting up one of those billboards on Pennsylvania Avenue outside the White House and maybe get Joe Biden to
that's a great question.
Think about North Dakota oil and gas rather than Venezuela?
A big rolling digital one, right? Drives by every hour.
I got to say, that's in the video. That's in the video. Somebody says, why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? And then it cuts to a little boy on an ATV who says, that's not very smart. Even the little 7-year-old boy can see it's really stupid to have them produce oil in Venezuela, buy up there, or produce it in Iran, or produce it in Saudi Arabia. We got our president begging countries like Saudi Arabia and Venezuela to produce more oil, and he's trying to suppress the production of oil here in the U.S. in places like North Dakota. It is unbelievably stupid.
And I guess we could draw an analogy to Tim Walz in Minnesota, because Minnesota is powered by North Dakota coal. Yet most of his policies are anti-coal.
That's exactly correct. A significant chunk of the electricity that we use in Minnesota is actually imported from coal-fired power plants in North Dakota, three of them, one of which, by the way, American Experiment played an important role in helping to keep that plant open a year or so ago. And that was important for North Dakota, but also important for Minnesota, because that's where the electricity goes. And so we have the spectacle, Scott, where the environmentalists in Minnesota say, oh, we're so green, you know, we're so green, we're shutting down coal-fired power plants in Minnesota. But they don't mention we're also buying electricity from coal-fired power plants in North Dakota. But, you know, depending on how the statute is written, one of the priorities the DFL majorities in the House and the Senate after this last election, one of their priorities is to enact this 100% renewable mandate that our governor came out with last year. And depending on how that statute gets written, it could impact North Dakota as well as Minnesota.
About a minute left, John, but I want to ask you, now that liberals have all the levers of power in St. Paul, what you anticipate the fallout's going to be? Just how bad is that going to be? What are they going to do with all that power?
Well, I'll tell you, the things they are talking about more than anything else are marijuana and abortion. I mean, seriously. They're also talking about the renewable energy mandate. They're talking about mandating ethnic studies in the public schools to institutionalize racism and race hatred in our schools, and they're going to spend our surplus. In the next week, we're going to get a new estimate of the surplus. It'll probably be more than $12 billion, and they're going to want to spend it like drunken sailors.
Oh, my gosh. What is the obsession with abortion? I mean, Minnesota is a pro-choice state, right?
Well,
I mean,
that's what
Roe v. Wade did, sent the decisions back to the states. They just must see the political win in this, I guess.
Years ago, the Minnesota Supreme Court found a right to abortion, to state-funded abortion, under the Minnesota Constitution. So the Dobbs case made no difference in Minnesota. But the Democrats think that this is their big issue, their big winning issue, and so they're going to make a big spectacle out of codifying what already is going on in Minnesota, which is unrestricted abortion.
Absolutely. Just a head-scratching moment on Minnesota. But that's going to be full-time work for the Center of the American Experiment, and thankfully you can come to a much more friendly territory for all the good work of the Center of the American Experiment here in the great state of North Dakota. So we're glad you're here, John. Thank you.
Great to be with you, Scott. Bye-bye.
Take care. We'll take a quick break. We're brought to you today by Mike Lindell. All-new product, My Coffee. The beans are the secret, grown in Honduras, really good. Get a subscription right now. Use the promo code Scott and you get 50% off the My Coffee subscription. That's right, you're going to love it. Sent to your door. Promo code Scott, call 800-506-9028.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, check, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful, private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at indestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's student loan debt transfer program, with plans to transfer hundreds of billions of dollars owed by tens of millions of college borrowers, was given another loss Wednesday as a Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals denied his request to reinstate it. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell indicated Wednesday the central bank may decide to raise interest rates at a smaller rate at its next policy meeting in mid-December. The markets reacted positively, powering the Dow Jones Industrial Average more than 700 points higher. The House passed legislation that will force railroad unions to accept the terms offered to help them by the Biden administration. After a brief illness, Christine McVie, who played with Fleetwood Mac and wrote some of their most famous songs, died Wednesday at a hospital surrounded by family. The British singer-songwriter was 79. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
McVie here.
There's some memories right there.
Oh. And the song is a songbird, is requested by one of our listeners. I'll shut up here for a minute.
It's all
right. You asked for it, you got it. We love our listeners.
That whole Rumors album. I think I played that thing till you could see through it.
Me too.
You know, I mean, the needle, the cassette tape broke. Because we played it so many times.
Is from Adam, who said, we'd love to hear Fleetwood Mac's Songbird, which is one of Christine McVie's prettiest compositions.
No doubt.
There you go. Patrick is on the line. Before we go to our guest, go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me?
Hear you loud and clear.
Hey there. Got to be honest with you, a little frustrated with the topic this morning. The implication is that there are virtually everybody out here that can work is getting, is not getting jobs or is not looking for jobs. I'll be 62 on December 6th, and I have no plans to retire until I'm in my 80s, if at all. And I cannot get a job. I've got multiple degrees. I've got a master's in organizational leadership. I'm currently finishing up a doctorate in homeland security and policy. And I have applied at multiple businesses over the last since the COVID. And I don't get jobs. I don't even get interviews. I don't even get calls back. And it's frustrating. I've worked all my life, working 2 to 3 jobs plus school over the years. And again, to hear that virtually everybody out here that can work and isn't working is frustrating at best.
What kind of a job are you looking for? What are you applying
for? Right now, I'll take anything. I'm struggling to pay my bills. Were it not for the generosity of my significant other, I'd been buried months ago. So it's frustrating. Right now, I even started doing DoorDash just to get some operating capital. The problem with DoorDash is you burn up as much gas as you do make in wages. And then you got to pay your tax because it's an independent contractor. You got to pay tax on the other side of that deal as well. So it's frustrating to hear this. You know, if you guys wanted to look at something, look at us older people that are trying to get jobs and try and take care of ourselves that aren't getting anything back as far as a response or whatever. I have to look at it as an ageism type thing. You know, that's the only thing that I can come up with, or that I'm too overqualified. But I mean, I'm trying to get jobs, and I lost a seasonal job. It was a seasonal job at one of the state parks here. Again, that's 5 months and minimum wage. I don't know what to do. I'm at a loss anymore, to be bluntly honest with you. And it has been since COVID.
Yeah, that just defies, logic because of everything else we're hearing related to how many people are closing their businesses early because they don't have employees.
And Patrick, I want you to hang on. I want to get your number. If anybody's listening right now and needs a qualified guy like Pat on their team, we'll put you guys together.
You want to give your number out on the air?
Let's get that done, or I can take it off the air.
I'd rather do it off air.
Yeah. You got it.
All right. And then if somebody's looking, you want them to call you, Kev, or are you going to be the matchmaker?
Yep. Give us a call here. At least we'll see if we can connect you.
All right.
We'd gladly do that for you, brother.
Appreciate very much, very much.
Hang on, Patrick. Yep, appreciate the call. All right. Let's welcome our next guest, Mike LaFleur, who is the new majority leader of the North Dakota Senate, the District 37 state Republican, elected recently by his peers to that post of majority leader. And we have an upcoming legislative session coming up, so I wanted to talk a little bit about that and the goals for the session. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's actually the House, though.
I'm sorry. It is the House, yes.
That's all right.
It's written on my sheet as the Senate, but I knew it was the House. But, yes. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. This is the third time I've been on the Scott Hennen Show, but the first time with Scott Hennen. So this is an honor.
Well, how about that? We might as well figure this out the right way. Yeah, exactly right.
That's right.
So tell me about, first of all, the decision to enter leadership.
Well, I'm the type of person that likes to challenge myself and see the limits of what I'm able to do. I thought I could offer my leadership to our caucus. I'm a team builder. I have led many organizations, and I felt there was an opportunity for us to do some things differently, such as providing more information to the caucus, having guest speakers, and so that when we're faced with decisions, we bring in topic matter experts so that they can answer questions, so we have a more well-informed caucus. My intention is to take the leadership and appropriations to have a regular meeting and have the subcommittee chairs also visit with our caucus on what we're spending our money on and what ideas are there to make us more efficient and cost-effective. So that's the main reason that I did that, because I just felt that, although I think the leadership we've had has been phenomenal. I can't say enough good things about Chet Pollard and Rich Wardner. I take up all the time on this interview, but I just wanted to do things, or I think our caucus could be more successful if we move things in just a little bit different direction.
Do you think you can break through that kind of MO that has been the case for some time, where the Senate is the place where good things go to die, that the House cranks up? You think your partners across the aisle there will be a little easier to work with?
Well, I think with that narrative, I have a great deal of confidence in Senator Hoge and the leadership over on the Senate side, and I don't. I think the discussions will be held ongoing throughout the session. What do we believe the priorities are for the state of North Dakota? And where are the best investments made? And so I'm not as concerned about that, because I've had several conversations with Senator Hoge, and I feel we think a lot alike. I'm confident that we'll disagree on issues, but that's part of the process.
What is the most important thing? If you had to assign one top priority for your work in the House this year in the legislative session, what would it be?
Tax relief. I believe that we have the ability, obviously, with we're a state that's blessed with abundant resources, and we have a lot of money coming in. The governor has this flat tax proposal. I'd like to learn more about that. There's some legislators that have a property tax relief bill that's coming through. Another legislator in the special session brought forth a bill to give income tax relief with a $350 per person tax credit. So that costs about $211 million. I think the governor's proposal would be reduce state revenues by about $500 million. I believe the property tax proposal would have the state take over 30 more mills, and that would be $342 million, if I'm understanding correctly. So I think we're going to be able to provide some tax relief, and I think that's important, especially in a time where we have high inflation and people on fixed incomes are really paying the price for this. And so if we can provide substantial tax relief, I think we need to do that.
If you had to pick a particular vehicle for tax relief right now, have you got a preference?
Well, I would say a combination of the two or three. I sat down with the fiscal director of the legislative council, and he was going over the numbers with me, and we're sitting in a very, very good position. So I think we should take a serious look at all three of those, and who knows what else is coming about. I'm guessing it'll be a combination of the three in some fashion. If we can provide tax relief, I hear more from people about property tax relief, and that when I am giving speeches, I'll have them raise their hand. Which would you prefer, income tax relief or property tax relief? And just about every hand goes up when you talk about property tax relief. But that doesn't mean we can't and shouldn't provide some more income tax relief as well, because we have the ability to do it.
That amount of money there means there'll be a bit of a food fight besides the tax relief on spending as well, on what the priorities should be. Pick one. What would be the most important spending priority for the dollars that are going to be invested by the session this year?
Well, I think there's several, but I think one thing that we always have to think about is infrastructure. We're going to have about $10 billion worth of infrastructure needs in the next 20 years. And those things don't just go away. We have the ability to fund DOT to a level where they can take advantage of matching dollars from the federal government. So how do we stretch it so that we can get more dollars for roads and bridges and water? Farm-to-market roads are important for agriculture. Bridges as well. We have quite a few outdated bridges that we need to take a look at. And so I would say infrastructure is going to be very important. The pension, of the defined benefit to a defined contribution proposal for the PERS retirement system is going to be something we need to look at, because we've got an unfunded liability of over $1 billion. And so we need to, I think we need to fund that to the level that we're paying our employer contribution side, as well as funding the unfunded liability portion over, well, the proposal puts it over 20 years. So we need to fully fund the defined benefit, but I think what you're going to, we have a 38% turnover rate in state employees over the last 3 years, and that's not sustainable. So we need to be different in how we think and how we approach today's employees. The Gen Z and millennials within a few years are going to dominate the market, and they don't want defined benefit in the data that I've been looking at. They want to be able to take their retirement plan with them when they move from job to job.
Well, a good overview of what's to come. We look forward to conversations as we get into the session with you, Mike, and appreciate the time today very much. Thank you.
You bet. Have a great day.
You as well. The House Majority Leader, Mike LaFleur, District 37 State Republican, now leading the Republicans. Large majority in the House.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Freedom Matters USA studios. Linda in Foreman, North Dakota, has been waiting to weigh in here. Linda, what's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I work for a company. I've worked there for them for over two decades, and we are currently negotiating a union contract. And we're talking about jobs, okay? And there's jobs everywhere for everybody right now. And our contract, the company that we work for, is proposing to take many things away from us. They are offering a very slim, like a 3% wage increase, which doesn't match inflation, maybe, you know, which doesn't match cost of living increase. And they're threatening to take away so many benefits that it almost seems like they're trying to push the jobs out of North Dakota. They have plants in Minnesota, North Carolina, and we're all just basically afraid that, you know, they're trying to move it out and that we're not going to have a job. And I know there's a lot of other jobs out there that we could go get, but then there's, we're down in a very rural area where people own their homes. A huge decrease in any of the labor force around here would affect all of the towns and businesses as well.
Sure.
And it's hard to understand where they're coming from, because, and there's so many of us, like I said, have worked there for, you know, a huge amount of time, and it feels like we're being punished. You know, we worked through COVID. There's always individuals that have attendance problems and so on and so forth. But now you're talking about punishing a workforce of over 1,200 people, and they can't get enough employees, and they're constantly advertising to hire more employees. So it's, you know, it's like, right, we're due to vote on the contract on December 10th. And it is, like I said, over two decades, and this is the first time I've been really worried about it.
Oh, man.
I own my home.
Yeah. Linda, we'll add you to the prayer list for sure. Appreciate you sharing a little bit of the story with us today on the program. Another texter says that caller that was 62, age discrimination is real. I know of others who've said the same thing. That blows my mind.
If you need help, you need help.
You need help. I don't care how old somebody is.
When can you start? Today, yesterday? That, mine too, man.
70, 80? I mean,
if you can do the job. I don't understand any of that.
I don't either. It just is bizarre. Don't get it. Let's talk about the gift of education here before we let you go today on the program. Michael Raber is with us, Assistant Director of Online Admissions for the University of Mary. Patty McWilliams, Director of Graduate and Distance Retention at the University of Mary as well. Michael, Patty, welcome. How are you?
Doing well, Scott. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, good to hear
you. Very well, Scott. Thanks for having us.
Good to hear your voice as well. The online program through the University of Mary with personal care and student success is something we want to talk about, the gift of education. Tell me a little bit about this program, Michael.
Well, it's really just focusing on our online programs for students who are looking to finish a bachelor's degree or get a graduate degree. I work with our staff of admissions people to help those students get into the programs, and then Patty and her crew works with them to keep them in classes and finish their degrees.
5-week accelerated online courses here, and by the way, the application fee is waived if you use the promo code SCOTT. So you can't go wrong there. Patty, tell us a little bit about what your team does.
Well, we really offer that student that one-stop shop for students. They don't have to call all the different offices of financial aid or student accounts. They come to their advisor, one-on-one advising, and we answer the questions that they need or get them to the people that they need to talk to. We advise not only for courses that are upcoming for registration and books that are needed. We take care of all of that, but our goal is advising to completion. Our job is to make sure these students get their degree and move on and in their life. So that one-on-one advising, that one-stop shop.
I love it. And success advisors, right? That's what you're ultimately right alongside the student looking to do is get them to be successful at this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Love it. Michael, what else do you want to tell us?
We'd just be happy to talk with anybody, Scott, to call us up, send an inquiry on our online site just to ask about, if you're looking to finish a bachelor's degree, you'll probably talk with me. If you're looking at a graduate degree of some sort, we'll be sure and get you in touch with the right people. We'd just love to have those conversations with prospective students here at University of Mary.
And it's a 5-week accelerated online course. You really got this condensed down for these folks.
Yeah, many of our programs are following that format. There are some that have some longer classes, but these accelerated classes are really interesting to adult learners in particular because it's something they can just focus on one class at a time. And then, like we said, Patty and her crew just make sure that they stay in class and finish their degree.
Patty, anything else you want to tell us?
Well, we'll do that personal plan of study for each student so they can map out and see that light at the end of the tunnel for them. Time to completion is really important for those adult students. And also talk to them about any prior learning credits that they might have from their employment or previous employment to increase that time to completion and save some costs.
Yeah, very good. The online program with that added touch of personal care and student success, really a great gift that they do so well at the University of Mary. Thank you both for telling us a little bit about this. Michael Raber, Assistant Director of Online Admissions, and Patty McWilliams, Director of Graduate and Distance Retention at the University of Mary. Thank you both.
Thanks,
Thank
guys.
You.
You bet. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving. All right, friends. We must go. We'll do it all over again tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.